This is the weekly humorous radio news roundup. I'm Don Brinkley reporting. Only 18 days after the introduction of his failed health care bill, President Trump announced Friday that he will abandon efforts to repeal Obamacare and move on to tax reform. The president says his approach is inspired by Winston Churchill, who once famously advised, "If at first you don't succeed, then fuck it." Despite his failure to secure the support of House Republicans, the president blamed Friday's Trump care debacle solely on the opposition party, lamenting that he could not persuade a single Democrat to eliminate the health care coverage of 24 million Americans. The American Civil Liberties Union contends U.S. custom agents should have to obtain search warrants before they look through travelers' browser histories. The organization's position has earned the enthusiastic support of men with browser histories. A bullfighter has required surgery to reconstruct his rectum after a 1,200-pound bull gored his backside in Mexico City. Among those sending flowers was House Speaker Paul Ryan, who sustained similar injuries last week at the hands of the House Freedom Caucus. Trump University students are filing to get their money back. Biggest complaint is that all the textbooks end at Chapter 11. A new market research study suggests that sales of poster board are booming as protesters continue marching in opposition to Trump administration policies. Looking ahead to summer, authors predict a skyrocketing demand for lawyers who speak Russian. In other news, a Florida mother has been charged with child neglect after a toddler accessed her handgun and shot out a car window. The woman later struggled to explain the incident, noting that she'd left him happily playing with a pile of used hypodermic needles just moments before the shooting. U.S. custom agents have seized more than 40,000 counterfeit condoms smuggled across the border from China. Public health officials are warning possible buyers that the bootleg rubbers may not protect against sexually transmitted diseases, and that MSG is still unproven as a spermicide. Jesus' tomb reopened after a long restoration. The price to visit has been set, but is expected to rise again in 3 days. Walt Disney CEO Bob Iger revealed this week that an upcoming film about Han Solo will reveal the Star Wars character's birth name. That name? Sheila Johnson. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks' Dwight Howard says he spent nearly a decade consuming 24 candy bars a day. The 6'11 center says he only changed his ways after a team physician warned he was on a slippery slope to becoming a professional golfer. Weekly humorous radio news, breaking news into little pieces.